Okay. Brothers and sisters in the Dhamma,
Jai Bhim.
So I thought tonight, since this is the last event in our series, we'll have something a bit different. It's not going to be quite a talk. It's going to be more like kirtan. No, I've never seen kirtan, but we're going to try. Kumarajeev said he's happy to do anything, but he won't dance. So, because he won't dance, I can't dance. But we're going to follow things in a slightly different way. So I want to just start off by settling us down. Let's start off by becoming mindful. So, just sit yourself down. Just keep silence. Just sit down, close your eyes.
अपनी आंखें बंद कर लें।
And just try to become mindful.
और स्मृतिवान होने की कोशिश करें।
Just experience the is that one working? So, no. Just shout loudly. So just remain quiet.
Shant rahiye.
Please sit down as quickly as you can if you've just come in.
अगर आप अंदर आते हैं तो तुरंत बैठ जाइए.
And please just stop anybody else from coming in for a few minutes.
और कुछ मिनटों तक बाहर से आने वाले लोगों को रोकिए.
Just sit silently.
मौन में बैठिए.
And just become aware of the ground underneath you.
और अपने आप जिस फर्श पर बैठे हैं उसके प्रति संवेदना के प्रति जागरूक हो जाइए.
Feel the contact of your body with the ground.
और अपने शरीर का फर्श के साथ जो संपर्क आ रहा है उस संपर्क को उनकी संवेदना को देखिए.
Feel the sensation of contact between your body and the ground.
आपका शरीर और फर्श के बीच जो संवेदनाएं हैं उनको देखिए.
Please just stay at the back if you've not come in yet. Just try to be mindful of your body on the ground. And then bring your attention to your heart. see what you're feeling.
अपनी भावनाएं कैसी हैं, उसे देखिए.
What's going on in your emotions?
आपकी भावनाओं में क्या चल रहा है?
Try to allow Maitri to grow in your heart.
और अपने हृदय में मैत्री को बढ़ने दीजिए.
Feelings of Maitri for yourself.
अपने स्वयं के बारे में मैत्री की भावना करिए.
Then let your Maitri grow to include those immediately around you.
अपनी मैत्री को बढ़ने दीजिए और आपके पास से जो है आपके करीब के व्यक्ति की तरफ उसे जाने दीजिए.
Slowly let your Maitri flow out to more and more people in this hall.
और अपनी मैत्री इस हॉल में बैठे हुए ज्यादा से ज्यादा लोगों की तरफ जाने दीजिए.
Fill the whole hall with your Maitri. So you feel for everyone here, well-wishing Maitri. Bandhutva. And then from this hall, let your Maitri spread on out into the streets all around us.
और अपनी मैत्री को इस हॉल से बाहर जाने दीजिए. अपने चारों तरफ जो रास्ते हैं और बाहर.
Maitri flowing out to everybody in Nagpur.
Nagpur ke har ek vyakti Maitri kare.
May everybody in Nagpur be well. May they be happy.
Nagpur mein rehne wale sabhi swasth ho, sukhi ho.
May they make spiritual progress.
Unka adharmik vikas ho.
And on out, spread your Maitri throughout India.
Aur apni Maitri ko sampurna Bharat mein phailane dijiye.
May all the people of India experience liberty, equality, and fraternity. May they all find happiness. May they all make spiritual progress.
वे सभी सुखी हो, उन सबका आध्यात्मिक विकास हो।
Then out, spread your Maitri throughout the whole world. Out throughout the whole universe. Wherever there are beings, may they be well, may they be happy. When you feel ready, just open your eyes and bring your attention here to the front. Let's try to keep that Maitri in your heart throughout the talk. Although, as I've said, it's not really a talk. Perhaps it's more like kirtan. But let me first of all remind you what we've been doing and what it is that we're completing tonight. For the last 9 nights, we've been following in Baba Saheb's footsteps. And we've seen that Baba Saheb exemplifies the spirit of the Bodhisattva. What a Bodhisattva is somebody who practices the Dhamma not just for self, but for others too. We began our talks on the 6th of December. And we were very conscious that night of what Baba Saheb had done. He could have had a quiet, wealthy life. He could have had anything for himself. But he chose to live his life for the sake of other people. And that is the Bodhisattva's life. And we've been trying to understand that life over these few days. There have been, of course, enormous changes in India as a result of Baba Saheb's work. But that work still needs to go on. There's much, much more to do in India. There are still many, many people who suffer terribly from inequality. There's still people oppressed very much in this country. There's still people who don't realize that they have a full human potential. And so Baba Saheb's work still needs to be done. And if we want to follow in his footsteps, we need to try to carry out that work. And if we're to carry out that work, we need the spirit that motivated Baba Saheb. We need the spirit of the Bodhisattva. One of the most sad things in the modern situation here in India is that Baba Saheb died so soon after his conversion. Uh, and he died before he was really able to educate people who could lead instead of him. Of course, many people have done very good work. But so much time has been spent in quarreling. And we really need much more of the Bodhisattva spirit so that we don't fall into faction and quarreling. So during these days, we've been trying to learn what that spirit is. And we've seen that the spirit is the bodhicitta. That is a state of mind that goes beyond our ordinary selfish preoccupation. In which we're as concerned for others as we are for ourselves. And we saw that we developed that state of mind in three stages. First of all, we prepare our mind by developing certain attitudes of receptivity. Then the bodhicitta arises. A certain new spirit arises within us. And that leads us to make a vow. And that vow is a vow essentially to serve all living beings. And then we try to work out that vow by practicing the six paramitas. So we've covered all that ground in these last 9 days. So we're going to remind ourselves of each stage tonight. And what I'd really like you to do, if you can, is to come out of this evening with a clear idea of what you're going to do in future. The journey doesn't end tonight. I won't be giving a talk tomorrow night. But that doesn't mean that you stop following in Baba Sahib's footsteps. It doesn't mean that you stop following the path of the Bodhisattva. But this time you'll have to do it without me talking to you. So what I would really like is that each of you came away from this evening with a clear idea of how you were going to go further. And I'm going to make a suggestion to you. It's just a suggestion. You may feel like doing it, you may not. You may not feel able to do it. But what I suggest is that you try to make one resolution under each of the headings that we go through tonight. We're going to go through all the stages of the Bodhisattva path and try to decide what it is that you want to do about that stage. I've been giving you homework every night. And in that homework you've been reflecting on what we've been talking about. Well, today is graduation day. You're leaving the study. And it's up to you now to put it all into practice. So what I suggest is that you decide how you're going to do that. And as we go through each stage, you decide, well, this is the way I am going to practice this in the future. So I'm going to say a little bit about each stage. And then we're going to get some experience of it. And then I suggest that you think about that. Think what you can do about it. So, we'll start with the stage of preparation. So, in preparing for the arising of the bodhicitta, you try to develop the right state of mind. The bodhicitta is a quite different state of mind. It's not like your mind as you now experience it. So your mind needs to be ready to welcome the bodhicitta. You need to be in a very positive and receptive state. And then the bodhicitta will arise. So we've already started. We've developed Maitri. Or at least we've tried to develop Maitri. And there definitely was an atmosphere of Maitri in the room. So let's try and keep that Maitri alive. So we're going to now go through the seven stages of preparation for the arising of the bodhicitta. And the first stage, if you remember, is offerings. You make offerings, and that brings about a change in your state of mind. You make offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and that brings about a receptivity in your mind to them. It expresses your appreciation of them. It expresses your gratitude to them. Even your love, your Shraddha for them. By making offerings, you enter into communication with the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. I've noticed this here in India very much. Quite often people just come up to me and give me a flower. Maybe I don't speak Marathi and they don't speak English. But they give me a flower. And I feel that I'm in communication with them. We're talking through that flower. So when we make offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, we're entering into communication with that level of consciousness and experience. So now, I'm going to make offerings to the shrine. I'm going to offer to the Buddha and to Babasaheb. And of course I'm doing that on all of our behalves. It's not really me doing it, I'm just like your hand reaching up to the Buddha and the Bodhisattva. And then I'm going to ask the order members who usually do the chanting to come and chant the Buddha Puja. Because the Buddha Puja is to do with offerings. So, while this is happening, feel as if you're making offerings. Feel as if you're expressing your love and gratitude to Baba Sahib and to the Buddha. And feel that you're entering into communication with them. So, offerings. So, we've made our offerings, and that's the first stage in preparation. So, what are you going to do in the future? Is this going to be a regular part of your daily life? Is this a practice that you think is valuable? Do you get benefit from it? If you do, then how are you going to continue? So the second practice is bowing. You touch your head to the ground in front of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Well, the head is the highest point of the body. In a sense, you could say it's the most important part of the body. It's the top, so to speak, of your physical being. So you're saying the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are above the top part of your own physical being. You're recognizing the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are beyond you. And because you do that, you can learn from them. You can move towards them. It seems strange, but if you recognize that they're above you, you can then become like them. If you don't recognize that they're beyond you, well, you can't become like them. So it's a very, very profound practice, just bowing before the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So that's what we're going to do now. So we've made offerings and we've bowed. We've expressed our feelings for the Buddha and Bodhisattvas. We've acknowledged that they're far beyond us. Now we commit ourselves to becoming like them. Now we take them as our refuges. That means we base our lives upon them. And we're going to do that by reciting the three refuges and the five precepts. So I'll ask Nagaketu to lead us with his friends if he wants.
Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Buddham Saranam Gacchami Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Sangham Saranam Gacchami Dutiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Dutiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami
Dutiyampi Buddham
Saranam Gacchami
Dutiyampi Dhammam
Saranam
Gacchami
Dutiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami Anatipata Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Arinnapana Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Chara Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami
Kusala
Veramani Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Sikkhapadam Samadhiyami Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Maitri Purna Karma Karun Mim Majay Shriya Shabhikatam Mukta Hasse Dan Karun Me majay chanu shabhata. Di. Santushti. Ani sade palache parankaram. Me majay shariya shabhata. Nitya satya balunam. Me majay vacha shabhata. Smriti. Suspashta. Ani pradiptake. Nima Jai Vacha.
So, we've made offerings, we've bowed, and we've committed ourselves to the three jewels. And it's quite important, really, that every day we remember that we've gone for refuge to the three jewels. I've seen in some lists of bodhisattva vows, the vow to take the three refuges every day, three times. Often in bodhisattva vows, the bodhisattva vows to take the three refuges every day.
तो हमेशा बोधिसत्वों की प्रतिज्ञा में एक प्रतिज्ञा ऐसी होती है जिसमें बोधिसत्व यह प्रतिज्ञा करता है कि हर दिन मैं मेरी शरण कहूंगा
and that's I think quite a good thing to do
और मुझे लगता है कि यह बहुत अच्छी बात है करने वाला
to make sure that every day you recite the formula of going for refuge
इसका मतलब हर दिन आप ये तीन शरण जो है हमेशा कहते हैं.
And that will remind you of what it is that you've committed yourself to do.
और इससे आपको याद होता है कि आप जीवन में किसके लिए प्रतिज्ञाबद्ध हैं.
And that will strengthen your determination.
और इससे आपकी जो प्रतिज्ञा निश्चय है मजबूत हो सकता है.
So then the next stage is confession.
और अगला चरण है वह है पाप देखना.
You've taken the five precepts. The five precepts represent values that you want to live by.
There
are ways of living that are very, very important to you.
और ये इस धर्म के जीवन का मार्ग है, जीवन यापन का मार्ग है, जो आपको बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण है.
By taking those precepts, you're committing yourself to living by those values.
इन शीलों को प्रतिज्ञाबद्ध होकर इन मूल्यों के अनुसार जीवन जीने की आप प्रतिज्ञा करते हैं.
But the fact is that we don't always succeed.
लेकिन सच बात ये है कि हम हमेशा इसमें सफल नहीं होते.
From time to time, maybe even every day, in some way or other, we fall short of those values.
So, हर दिन किसी न किसी ढंग से इन मूल्यों के अनुसार जीवन जीने में हम असफल होते हैं.
And when we do that, we feel great disappointment, great remorse.
और जब ऐसा होता है, तो हमें काफी दुख होता है, पश्चाताप होता है.
We feel regret because we've hurt other people.
हमें इसका पश्चाताप इसलिए होता है क्योंकि हमने दूसरों को कोई गलत दुख दिया होता है.
Usually, we don't even really quite notice that.
और ज्यादातर हमें हमारे ध्यान में भी ये बात नहीं आती.
We're not really fully aware that we've not lived up to the precepts.
हम पूरी तरह से जागरूक भी नहीं होते कि हम शीलों के अनुसार अपना जीवन पूरी तरह से जी नहीं रहे.
And that sort of alienates us from the refuges and from our commitments.
और इस तरह से ये बात जो है हमारे शरण और शीलों का आचरण इससे हम थोड़े से दूर जाते.
So we need to close the gap.
इसलिए जो अंतर है इसे हमें कम करना.
We need to express our remorse and our regret so that we're back in harmony with the refuges and the precepts.
हमें हमारा जो पश्चाताप है इसे व्यक्त करने की आवश्यकता होती है ताकि हमारे जीवन मूल्यों के साथ हम फिर से संपर्क में आ सकें.
And we do this by confession.
और ऐसा हम पाप देखना करते करते.
We acknowledge that we've not lived in accordance with the values that we ourselves want to live by.
और हम इस बात को पहचानते हैं कि जिन मूल्यों के अनुसार हम जीवन जीना चाहते हैं और वैसा हमने नहीं किया.
We say, I've acted like this.
आप हम कहते हैं कि मैंने इस तरह का कर्म किया.
I feel deeply sorry about that.
और मुझे इसका बहुत ही दुख होता है.
I don't want to act like that in the future.
और मैं इस तरह से भविष्य में काम नहीं करना चाहता.
I will try not to act like that in the future.
और भविष्य में ऐसा नहीं करने की मैं कोशिश करूंगा.
Then we can move on.
और फिर हम आगे बढ़ सकते.
We can go on forward back in contact with the refuges and precepts. I think this is an aspect of spiritual practice that we need to bring more to life. Probably not many of us are accustomed to regular confession. So I'd like to invite you to think about this again.
और इसके मैं चाहूंगा कि आप लोग इसके बारे में और सोचें.
In what way can you bring confession more into your daily spiritual life?
आपके दैनिक आध्यात्मिक जीवन में आप शीलों को किस तरह से और ला सकते हैं?
What we're going to do tonight is to recite some verses that express confession.
तो आज रात हम क्या करने वाले हैं? कुछ ऐसी गाथाओं को या वाक्यों को हम पठन करने वाले हैं जो इस पाप देशना को व्यक्त करता है.
They're taken from the same text as the transference of merits.
जैसे पुण्य तथा आत्मभाव का परिचार पठन करते हैं उसी ग्रंथ से ये लिया हुआ है.
And they're by a great Indian bodhisattva, Shantideva.
ये एक महान भारतीय बोधिसत्व हैं शांतिदेव, उन्होंने ये ग्रंथ लिखा हुआ
है. I'm going to recite them in Hindi and you can recite them after me if you want to.
मैं इसे हिंदी में कहूंगा और आपकी इच्छा है तो आप मेरे पीछे कह सकते हैं.
As you know, Hindi is not a language I know very well, so please excuse me if I don't pronounce it correctly. I think I can pronounce it well enough for you to know what you've got to say. So if you want, you can put your hands together and recite after me. Papadesana. Agyan or modata ke adinhokar.
Agyan or modata ke adinhokar.
Maine jitne papon ke dhere rache hai.
Maine jitne papon ke dhere rache hai.
Un sab ki. Dukh se khabrakar. O nayakon ke samne haath jo.
Aur nayakon ke samne
haath jo. Tata paramba pranam kar. Desana kata hun.
Hey nayako.
Mere apradh ko.
Mere apradh ko.
Apradh ke roop mein grahan karo.
Apradh ke roop mein grahan karo.
Hey nayako.
Yeh
paap.
Yeh paap.
Main phir kabhi na karunga. So hopefully that we've begun to have that sort of spirit of confession, of openness. We all break the precepts. If every night we sat down and thought about it, we'd know that we'd not kept them as well as we'd wanted to. It'd be very good to get together with some friends once a week and just go through the precepts. And confess any way in which you've fallen short. So we move on to the fifth practice in preparation for the bodhicitta. And this is rejoicing in merits. And so the mood changes. Confession is quite serious and even a bit painful. But rejoicing is very joyful. We recognize the virtue and skillful action in other people. So we're acknowledging the good that other people do. We're rejoicing in that. We're celebrating that. So we're going to do that again by reciting some verses, and then I'm going to do a little bit of rejoicing. So again, from that same text, the Punyanumodana. Durgationke dukke vinashahitu. Sabi praniyong dvara. Kye gye punyaka. Tata unki vimuktika. Pramodit hokar. Anumodan karta hun. Jo dukit he. Ve sabi sukhi ho. Samsarik dukhon se. Sharir daryong ke muktika. Anumodan karta hun. Sab praniyongko sukh dene wale. Tata sab praniyongka hit kane wale. Buddha. Bodhisattva. Tata bodhicittottva samudronka. Anumodan karta hun. So I want to do some personal rejoicing in merit tonight. Tonight, a very sad event is taking place in my life. Some of you know that I've been accompanied for the last 2 years by Dhammachari Jyotika. He's been my secretary and companion and friend working very closely with me throughout those 2 years. And in just a few minutes, he's going to leave here, go to the station, go to Bombay, go back to London. And he won't be working with me anymore. That's all right, because Manjushur is going to be working with me. But I must admit, I'm very sad indeed to be parting from close companionship with Jyotika. He's been a very, very great support to me. So I wanted to take this opportunity to rejoice in his merits, because, well, that's what I want to do. And of course, it's also part of what we're doing tonight. And I know that when I'm expressing my appreciation of him, many others will feel that too. One of the things I've really appreciated about him is the easy way he can get on with people. Here in India, he seems to have made a lot of friends. And he seems to have got on very naturally with people. So I've written down a number of different things I want to rejoice in. I'm not going to be able to say them all, but I just want to say a few. Well, the first thing I want to rejoice in is his willingness to help. The last 2 years have been quite difficult for me. In various ways, I've had a lot of pressure on me. So I've needed a lot of work done to help me. And Jyotika has done it all. He's worked really hard and very effectively on my behalf. I have no complaints. Everything he's done as well as he could, and it's been very effective. He's been very, very reliable. If he's taken something on, I know that it will happen. And gradually I've just stopped thinking about certain things. He's just done them without my mentioning it, without my even asking. And he's come to understand me quite well. Sometimes he knows he shouldn't give me any work. Or he knows that something that's a bit difficult, a lot of pressure in it, he'll keep it away until the right moment. So I felt that over the 2 years he's guarded me, he's protected me. At the moment I carry a lot of responsibility in our order and movement. And yes, that does weigh on my shoulders sometimes. But he's made sure that my shoulders are not overloaded. Sometimes he's been prepared to say to me, I don't think you should do that, Subhuti. He stopped me from doing things that would overload me. And sometimes he's also let me know that he doesn't think that what I'm doing is quite right. He doesn't say anything. I can just feel that he doesn't think it's quite right. I can feel that he thinks that letter I shouldn't send. You know, sometimes you write a letter very quickly and maybe a little bit of anger is there.
कभी कभी आपको पता है कि बहुत बहुत लिख लेते हैं और उसमें कुछ थोड़ा सा गुस्सा भी होता है.
There's just something about the atmosphere that Jyotika has. I know I shouldn't send that letter.
और कुछ वातावरण में ज्योतिका से ऐसा महसूस करता था और मुझे लगता था नहीं ये पत्र मैंने नहीं भेजना चाहिए.
He's a very stable, very calm man.
और ये काफी स्थिर और शांत व्यक्ति है.
You don't often see him very excited. Inspired, but not excited. So it's very good being with him because you feel he's very calm, very, very stable, very soothing.
He's
also very sensible. He's still quite young, but he's got a wise head on his shoulders. We sometimes say in English, he has a wise head, an old head on young shoulders. I think I've probably got a young head on an old shoulder. But I find his advice very, very good, very sensible, very intelligent. But at the same time, he's very creative. You might not know this. Some of you will know this, but he's a poet. And he works very hard on his poetry. And he expresses through his poetry a great deal of imagination and inspiration. And a great deal of insight into life itself. So he has that very creative, imaginative side, as well as that stability and sensibleness. He's a very deep man. They say still waters run deep. And he's like that. He's still waters, but they run very deep. But perhaps above all, I want to rejoice in his capacity for friendship. He's a very sympathetic man. Able to sensitive and able to feel for others. And very warm-hearted and kindly. So I shall really miss close contact with him. Of course, we will continue to be friends. But we'll be a long way from each other. But we've committed ourselves to each other. Just before I came to India, before we came to India, I became one of his two Kalyana Mitras. We have a small ceremony in which two senior people in the order make a connection with somebody less experienced than them. So I shall certainly be keeping in contact with him. And he will be keeping in contact with me. But I won't be spending a lot of time with him. So, I've rejoiced in his merits. And I hope that you'll all join me in wishing him well in his future life. He's going back to England, and then a week later he's going to Ireland. Ireland is an island just next door to England. And most of it is an independent state. And we have a very lively FWBO TBMSG group there.
And we have a very lively FWBO TBMSG group there. का बहुत ही अच्छा केंद्र है.
So he's going back to spread the Dhamma in his own native place.
अब वो धम्म प्रचार करने के लिए अपने स्वयं के देश जा रहे हैं.
And I'm sure that he'll be very, very successful.
और मुझे पूरी आशा है कि वो बहुत ही यशस्वी होगा.
And I'm sure he'll carry India in his heart. And I hope there will be a Nag connection between Dublin in Ireland and Nagpur in India.
So, Ireland's Dublin and India's Nagpur, I think, is a very close relationship.
And I'm sure that he will come back to India again. So, I could say so much more. But what I want to do now is at least to put a garland round his neck.
Good luck.
So, that's Jyotika.
Oh, yeah, Jyotika.
And I did think that I'd really like to spend a long time rejoicing in merits. I could just start in the front row and just work my way right the way through the hall. So many of you I've been with for 9 days, 10 days. And I felt your very positive warmth. But I did just want to take advantage of this moment to rejoice in one person's merits. My tongue. Kumarajiv and I now work so easily together. And we have quite a bit of fun together when we're working together. Sometimes I tease him by finding difficult words. And saying long sentences. And saying very long sentences. But he's always very kind and he takes it well. But I don't feel as if I'm not talking directly to you. Because he's so sensitive to me, I feel as if I'm talking directly to you through his tongue. So I just wanted very briefly to rejoice in my dear friend Kumarajiv's merits. Well, it would be very nice indeed to just spend the whole evening rejoicing in merits. I see they're waiting with garlands. I don't know who they're for. I didn't predict this.
Did you translate?
Yes.
So this wasn't planned.
What's happening? Kuch kuch hota hai.
प्रेरणा दे सकते हैं,
मुझे लगता है कि आज मैं यहाँ पर हूँ तो सुहूदी के लिए सुहूदी को इसका बहुत बड़ा श्रेय जाता है। मुझे एक तरह से उठकर खड़ा होने के लिए जैसे सुहूदी ने सिखाया, चलने के लिए सुहूदी ने सिखाया, एक तरह से बोलने के लिए भी उन्होंने सिखाया, ऐसा मुझे लगता है। और मुझे लगता है कि मैं अकेला ही नहीं हूँ बल्कि कई सारे युवक हैं, कई सारे ब्रह्मचारी हैं जिनको अपने जीवन में ऊंचा उठने के लिए सुहूदी हमेशा प्रयास करते रहते हैं। और इस ढंग से जो हमें प्रवचन दे रहे हैं पिछले 9 दिनों में, वो भी एक बहुत बड़ी बात है। और इसी का ये द्योतक है कि वो हमेशा लोगों को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए कोशिश करते रहते हैं, अपनी मैत्री देते रहते हैं। और एक बात मैं कहना चाहूंगा, जब मैं इंग्लैंड में था उनको मिलने गया तो वहां मैंने देखा कि सुहूदी बहुत झुके हुए हैं। पिछले 4 महीनों से बार बार उनकी तबीयत बिगड़ रही है और पिछले कई सालों से बहुत सारे तनाव में, कभी बहुत सारी कठिन परिस्थिति में वो काम कर रहे हैं। लेकिन एक बात उनकी बहुत खास है, बोधिसत्व का एक गुरु उन्होंने बताया, वीर्य जो अपना हौसला कभी नहीं छोड़ता, वो कभी नहीं कहता कि मैं ये नहीं कर सकता और कभी एक कदम पीछे नहीं आता। तो इतनी बड़ी शक्ति उनके अंदर है, वो कभी अपना हौसला खोते नहीं। और मुझे लगता है आज पूरी दुनिया में त्रैलोक्य बौद्ध महासंघ का FWBO का हौसला बहुत ही बुलंद है, बहुत ही ऊंचा है, और उसके लिए बहुत बड़ी ताकत ब्रह्मचारी सुहूदी जी की है। अगर मैं बोलता हूं मुझे लगता है कि मैं बहुत कुछ बोल सकता हूं, लेकिन इस प्रसंग का उपयोग करके मैं कहना चाहूंगा कि सुहूदी जी बहुत उनकी लंबी उम्र हो, और उनके लिए मुझे लगता है कि हम सब लोग और जिम्मेदारियां उठाकर उनका बोझ उठा सकते। और आगे एक बात कहना चाहूंगा कि सुहूदी जी को हमेशा ये लगता है, हमने कहा कि आपका बोझ हल्का करने के लिए हम क्या कर सकते हैं। वो कहते हैं कि धम्म का आचरण करने के लिए और लोगों को धर्म प्रचार करने की जिम्मेदारी उठाकर आप मेरा बोझ हल्का कर सकते हैं। तो मुझे लगता है कि उन्होंने कहा कि हर अंग के बारे में आप सोचिए क्या करने का, क्या कर सकते हैं आप इसके लिए। तो मैं कम से कम खुद यही कहना चाहूंगा कि और ज्यादा अच्छी जिम्मेदारी निभाने की कोशिश करके मैं उनका बोझ हल्का करने की कोशिश करूंगा। और शायद हम सभी और बड़ा अच्छी तरह से धर्म प्रचार करके, बाबा साहब का कार्य करके सुहूदी का बोझ हल्का करेंगे, उनकी उम्र बहुत लंबी करेंगे।
Well, we haven't even started the talk yet. But we're not doing a talk, it's kirtan. This is something quite new and special. I think it's all right. So, where have we got to? We're going through the seven stages of preparation. And we got to rejoicing in merits. So we've created a very positive atmosphere amongst us. And I think rejoicing in merits is one of the most positive practices you can engage in. To appreciate somebody else gives you great delight. If you can appreciate somebody else's good qualities, then you can develop those in yourself. So I strongly recommend this practice. It's worth every day just making sure that you rejoice in some people's merits at least 3, 4, or 5 times. And I think if you do that, you'll find your whole mood and your attitude to other people changes very considerably. So by now, having done these 5 stages, we're in a very positive and receptive mood. So it's time to open ourselves to the Dhamma. It's time to ask for teaching. So we're going now to use Shantideva's words to ask for the teaching. And then I'm going to read what Baba Sahib says about those 6 paramitas. So we're going to hear Baba Sahib's account of the Buddha's teaching on the 6 paramitas. Baba Sahib's account of the Buddha's teaching on the 6
paramitas.
So when you recite the verses asking for the teaching, you're making yourself receptive to what Baba Sahib and the Buddha have to say. And you're going to be hearing what Baba Sahib and the Buddha have to say about those 6 paramitas that we've been examining so closely over the last days.
Sab dishaon mein vidyaman,
sab dishaon mein vidyaman,
sambudhon se,
sambudhon se,
hath jod yajna karta hun,
hath jod yajna karta hun,
kive,
kive,
mahavash dukh pratiton ke liye,
mahavash dukh pratiton ke liye,
dharmadeep jalai,
dharmadeep jalai,
parinirvan sannid budhon se,
parinirvan sannid budhon se,
sanjali yajna karta hun,
sanjali yajna karta hun,
Kiwe Ananta Kalpotak Tere Taki Jagatme Andera Naho. There are 6 perfections. The Buddha explained them to Subhuti.
इनका स्पष्टीकरण किया है.
Subhuti asks,
Subhuti पूछते हैं,
what is a bodhisattva's perfection of giving?
बोधिसत्व की दान पारमिता क्या है?
The Lord.
भगवान.
Here, a bodhisattva, his thoughts associated with the knowledge of all modes, gives gifts.
यहाँ बोधिसत्व अपने ज्ञान को सभी प्रकार के दान देने के लिए तैयार रहता है.
He gives gifts of inward or outward things.
वह अंतर्स्थ बातों की और जो बाहिस्थ बातें हैं उनका दान करता है.
And having made them common to all beings, he dedicates them to supreme enlightenment.
और सभी प्राणियों को इन बातों को समर्पित करके वह सम्यक संबोधि के लिए अपने आप को समर्पित करता है.
And also he instigates others to give.
और दूसरों को भी ऐसा करने के लिए वह प्रोत्साहित करता है.
But there is nowhere an apprehension of a giver, a gift, or someone given to.
लेकिन दान देते समय मैं देने वाला हूँ, कोई लेने वाला है, या कुछ देने की क्रिया हो रही है, इसकी कोई भी पहचान नहीं है.
Subhuti.
Subhuti कहते हैं,
what is a bodhisattva's perfection of morality?
बोधिसत्व की शील पारमिता क्या है?
The Lord.
भगवान.
He himself lives under the obligation of the 10 ways of wholesome acting.
बोधिसत्व अपने आप को 10 कुशल धर्मों की बंधनों में बांध के रखता है.
And also he instigates others to live in that way.
और इसी तरह से दूसरों को भी जीने के लिए वह प्रोत्साहित करता है.
Subhuti.
Subhuti.
What is a bodhisattva's perfection of patience?
बोधिसत्व की शांति पारमिता क्या है?
The Lord.
Buddha कहते हैं,
he himself becomes one who has achieved patience, and others also he instigates to patience.
तो स्वयं शांति में प्रस्थापित होता है और दूसरों को भी शांति के लिए प्रोत्साहित करता है.
Subhuti.
Subhuti कहते हैं,
what is a bodhisattva's perfection of vigor?
बोधिसत्व की वीर्य पारमिता क्या है?
The Lord.
Buddha कहते हैं,
he dwells persistently in the five perfections. And also others he instigates to do likewise.
बोधिसत्व सातत्य से पांच पारमिताओं में रत रहते हैं और दूसरों को ऐसा करने के लिए प्रोत्साहित करते हैं.
Subhuti.
Subhuti पूछते हैं,
what is the bodhisattva's perfection of meditation?
बोधिसत्व की ध्यान पारमिता क्या है?
The Lord.
भगवान कहते हैं,
he himself through skill and means enters into the dhyanas.
बोधिसत्व स्वयं कुशल माध्यम से ध्यान साधना में प्रवेश करता है.
Yet he is not reborn in the corresponding heavens of form as he could be.
फिर भी वह किसी उसी तरह के देवलोक में उत्पन्न नहीं होता अगर वो चाहे तो हो सकता.
And others also he instigates to do likewise.
और उसी के जैसा दूसरों को वो भी करने का करने के लिए वह प्रोत्साहित करता है.
Subhuti.
Subhuti पूछते हैं,
what is a bodhisattva's perfection of wisdom?
बोधिसत्व की प्रज्ञा पारमिता क्या है?
The Lord.
भगवान कहते हैं,
he does not settle down in any dhamma.
वह किसी धर्म में स्थिर नहीं होता.
He contemplates the essential original nature of all dhammas.
वह सभी धर्मों का जो मूल और विशेष स्वभाव है उस पर चिंतन करता है.
And others also he instigates to the contemplation of all dhammas.
और सभी धर्मों पर चिंतन करने के लिए वह दूसरों को भी प्रोत्साहित करता है.
And then Baba Sahib concludes, it is the Dhamma to cultivate these perfections.
और बाबा साहब अपना निष्कर्ष बताते हैं कि
it is the Dhamma to contemplate. Sorry. It's to cultivate these perfections.
तो इन पारमिताओं को परिपूर्ण रूप से पालन करना यही धम्म है.
So that is what Baba Sahib says.
तो ये बाबा साहब बताते हैं.
It is the Dhamma to cultivate these perfections.
इन पारमिताओं का आचरण करना यही धम्म है.
And so he makes it very clear what we need to do if we want to follow in his footsteps.
बाबा साहब ने इस बात को बड़ा स्पष्ट किया है कि उनके मार्ग पर चलना मतलब क्या है.
Now what follows on from this is the transference of merits.
अब इसके बाद में जो आता है वह है पुण्य तथा आत्मभावादि प्रत्याय.
But we're going to do that right at the end.
लेकिन हम इस बात को एकदम आखिरी में करने वाले हैं.
But that is the next of the preparatory stages.
अभी ये जो है सामग्री जो है पूर्व तैयारी का अगला हिस्सा है.
We have the attitude of giving everything that we benefit from to other people.
तो जिससे भी हमें कुछ फायदा होता है उसको सभी के लिए देने की हम एक तरह की मन की भावना तैयार करते हैं.
And that is the Bodhisattva's attitude in short.
और संक्षेप में यही बोधिसत्व का दृष्टिकोण होता है.
So we've looked at the seven moods which you prepare yourself for the bodhicitta.
So humne bodhicitta ki taiyari karne ke liye jo saat bhavnaen hai usko dekha.
And I'd like you to think about how you can make sure these seven moods are part of your daily life.
Main aapse ye puchna batana chahunga ki aap ye soche ki ye saat jo ang hai aapke jeevan ka dainik jeevan ka kaisa hissa ban sakta.
And I'd like to suggest that every day you do some little puja in your own home.
और मैं आपको सुझाव देना चाहूंगा कि हर दिन एक छोटी सी कम से कम पूजा आप अपने घर में करें.
At least you light candles and make offerings of flowers and incense to the Buddha and Baba Sahib.
बुद्ध और बाबा साहब के लिए आप कम से कम मोमबत्ती जलाइए, अगरबत्ती लगाइए.
And you recite the refuges and precepts.
और त्रिशरण पंचशील का पठन करिए.
At least you do that every day.
कम से कम इतना आप हर दिन करें.
And try and bring the whole family together to do that.
और कोशिश करिए ताकि आपका पूरा परिवार इस पूजा में शामिल हो.
If you can do that, I'm sure it will help you to prepare for the arising of the bodhicitta.
अगर आप ऐसा करते हैं तो बोधिचित्ता की निर्मिति के लिए आपको इसकी काफी मदद होगी.
If we want to reach into another state of mind, we need to prepare ourselves for it.
अगर हमें मन की किसी ऊंची अवस्था में जाना है तो हमें पूर्व तैयारी की जरूरत है.
One of the saddest things is to see Buddhists who are genuinely committed but who end up quarreling and fighting.
ये बहुत ही दुख की बात है. सबसे दुख की बात ये है कि जो बहुत ही अच्छी तरह से प्रतिज्ञाबद्ध बौद्ध है वह भी आपस में झगड़ा करने में लग जाता है.
I'm ashamed to say even in our own spiritual community we do that too much.
और मुझे इस बात की काफी शर्म आती है कि हमारे आजादी संघ में भी ऐसा होता है.
We need to go on to another level.
और हमें और ही ऊंचे स्तर पर जाने की जरूरत है.
Why do we quarrel?
हम क्यों झगड़ा करते हैं?
Because we put ourselves first.
क्योंकि हम अपने आप को पहले रखते हैं.
We quarrel because we're selfish.
हम झगड़ा करते हैं क्योंकि हम स्वार्थी होते हैं.
We quarrel because we don't have the bodhisattva spirit.
हम इसलिए झगड़ा करते हैं क्योंकि हमारे अंदर बोधिसत्व का चैतन्य नहीं होता.
And I think we need to think about this very deeply.
और मुझे लगता है कि इस बात के बारे में हमें बड़ी गहराई से सोचना चाहिए.
If Baba Sahib's work fails for any reason, it will be because of this.
अगर बाबा साहब का काम किसी वजह से असफल होता है तो यही एक कारण होगा.
I read recently a letter that Baba Sahib had written in 1942.
1942 में बाबा साहब ने एक पत्र लिखा था, वो मैंने पढ़ा है.
And it was after a conference here in Nagpur.
और ये पत्र जो है नागपुर में जो परिषद हुई थी उसके बाद में बाबा साहब ने लिखा था.
And he was rejoicing in the merits of the people who'd made that conference.
और जिन लोगों ने इस परिषद का आयोजन किया था उनका पुण्यानुमोदन करने के लिए बाबा साहब ने पत्र लिखा.
I suspect that there may be one or two people who were here at that time.
और मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि उस समय के कुछ एक दो लोग अभी यहाँ पर होंगे.
But at the end of the letter, for several paragraphs, he just goes on, "You must be united."
लेकिन उस पत्र के आखिरी हिस्से में कई शब्दों में बाबा साहब यही बात कहते हैं कि आप सभी ने एक होना चाहिए.
He said, "Don't quarrel with each other."
वो कहते हैं कि ये आपस में झगड़ा मत करिए.
You must work together.
आपने एक साथ काम करना ही चाहिए.
You must cooperate.
आपने एक दूसरे को सहकार्य करना ही चाहिए.
You must be united.
और आपने एक होना ही चाहिए.
You mustn't quarrel and criticize each other.
आपने झगड़ा नहीं करना चाहिए और आपस में एक दूसरे पर आलोचना नहीं करनी चाहिए.
I think Baba Sahib was so aware of what could happen.
और मुझे लगता है कि बाबा साहब बहुत ही जागरूक थे कि क्या हो सकता है.
All that work could be spoiled by quarreling.
ये सारा जो काम है केवल झगड़ा करने की वजह से नष्ट हो सकता है.
So let's all work together in harmony.
तो चलिए हम सभी एक साथ सुसंवाद में काम करते हैं.
We'll have our different points of view.
हमारे कुछ अलग अलग मत हो सकते हैं.
But we can work together nonetheless.
फिर भी हम एक दूसरे के साथ काम कर सकते हैं.
But let's not quarrel.
लेकिन झगड़ा मत करें.
For that, we need some extra higher spirit.
तो इसके लिए हमारे अंदर कुछ और ऊंची बात होने की जरूरत.
Our own selfish motivation is not enough.
हमारा केवल स्वार्थी जो दृष्टिकोण है उतना ही पर्याप्त नहीं है.
We need the bodhicitta if we're really to succeed in forwarding Baba Sahib's work.
बाबा साहब का कार्य अगर आगे ले जाना है तो हमारे पास में सही में बोधिचित्ता होना चाहिए.
I can't do it. You can't do it.
मैं नहीं कर सकता ये, आप नहीं कर सकते.
Only the bodhicitta can complete that work.
ये कार्य को केवल बोधिचित्ता ही पूरा कर सकता है.
So we need to open ourselves up to the bodhicitta so we work in that spirit.
इसलिए हमने अपने आप को बोधि चित्त के प्रति खुला कर देना चाहिए ताकि इस चैतन्य के साथ हम काम कर सकें.
And we make ourselves ready for the arising of the bodhicitta by that preparation.
और इस पूर्व तैयारी के साथ हम अपने आप को तैयार करते हैं इस बोधिचित्त के निर्माण के लिए.
And of course you remember that once the bodhicitta has arisen, it finds expression in a vow.
तो आपको याद होगा कि एक बार जब बोधिचित्त निर्माण होता है तो वह अभिव्यक्त होता है इन प्रतिज्ञाओं में.
And that essentially is a vow to help all beings.
और ये मूलतः सभी प्राणियों को मदद करने की प्रतिज्ञा होती है.
We'll be saying that vow right at the end of our whole event.
और आज के कार्यक्रम के अंत में हम उन प्रतिज्ञाओं को कहने वाले हैं.
And then, of course, on that basis, you practice the six paramitas.
और उसी के आधार पर आप छह पारमिताओं का आचरण करेंगे.
So, what are you going to do to practice those paramitas?
तो इन पारमिताओं का आचरण करने के लिए आप क्या करने वाले हैं?
I hope you'll have one thing at least under each heading that you will decide you'll do from now on.
मुझे आशा है कि कम से कम हर एक शीर्षक के लिए आपका एक कोई निष्कर्ष होना चाहिए ताकि जिस पर आप आगे काम कर सकें.
What will you do to develop dana paramita?
आप दान परमिता का विकास करने के लिए क्या करेंगे?
How will dana be a present in your life every day?
आपके जीवन में हर दिन दान कैसे आ सकता है?
What will you do to practice shila paramita?
शील पारमिता का आचरण करने के लिए आप क्या करेंगे?
I think particularly if you can confess and talk about the practice of the precepts every day, that will really help you.
और मुझे लगता है कि हर दिन आप शीलों का आचरण करके पाप भेजना करनी चाहिए. अगर आपने शीलों का भंग किया तो शायद इसका बहुत फायदा होगा.
But what are you going to do to practice shila paramita?
लेकिन शील पारमिता का आचरण करने के लिए आप क्या करने वाले?
It's good to say the precepts, but it's not enough.
शीलों का पठन करना अच्छी बात है लेकिन इतना ही पर्याप्त नहीं है.
You need to put them into practice.
आपको इसे आचरण में लाने की आवश्यकता.
You need to work with them.
आपको इन पर कार्य करने की आवश्यकता.
What are you going to do to develop shanti?
आप शांति का विकास करने के लिए क्या करने वाले?
Shanti.
What
are you going to do to develop forbearance and tolerance and receptivity?
तो आप धीरज का विकास करने के लिए क्या करने वाले हैं? सहनशीलता का विकास करने के लिए क्या करने वाले हैं?
So you don't react to people who criticize you.
ताकि आप पर आलोचना करने वालों लोगों के प्रति आप एकदम से प्रतिक्रिया नहीं दें.
So you feel friendly with everybody from whatever religion they come.
तो ताकि जिस किसी धर्म से लोग आए हो आप उनके साथ मैत्रीपूर्ण ही रहें.
And so you're open to higher truth whenever you hear it.
और जब भी आप ऊंचे सत्य को सुनेंगे आप बिल्कुल खुले रहेंगे.
What are you going to do about virya paramita?
आप वीर्य पारमिता के बारे में क्या करने वाले?
So you're always working to choose the skillful direction.
तो आप ताकि आप हमेशा कुशल कार्य करने के लिए कर्म करने के लिए दिशा के लिए कुछ अच्छा चयन करो.
What are you going to do to develop dhyana paramita?
ध्यान पारमिता का विकास करने के लिए आप क्या करेंगे?
At least you could be meditating every day for a few minutes.
कम से कम कुछ मिनट हर दिन आप ध्यान साधना कर सके.
And if you wanted to, you could be learning more about meditation. Either from TBMSG or from anywhere.
तो अगर आप इससे आगे जाना चाहते हैं तो आप TBMSG से ध्यान सीख सकते हैं या और कहीं जा सकते हैं ध्यान सीखने के लिए.
And practicing it regularly.
और उसका नियमित साधना कर सकते हैं.
And yes, I know that some of you have been in contact with us for some time.
और मुझे पता है कि आप में से कुछ लोग कभी समय से हमारे संपर्क में हैं.
Now ours isn't a perfect spiritual community.
हम इसी की हमारा संघ जो है कोई परिपूर्ण संघ नहीं है.
We're just human beings like you.
आपके जैसे हम सभी.
We've got our own faults, our own failings.
हमारे स्वयं के कुछ मर्यादाएं हैं, कुछ खामियां हैं.
But we welcome you amongst us.
फिर भी हम आपका स्वागत करते हैं हमारे बीच.
And you may not like any one particular set of order members, but there are others who may suit you.
तो आपको किसी विशिष्ट समूह धर्मचारी को अच्छा नहीं लगता होगा, शायद आपको दूसरे कोई धर्मचारी अच्छे लगते होंगे.
Ours is a human community.
हमारा जो समाज है, संघ है, मनुष्यों का संघ.
So you're welcome to find your place wherever you want that to be.
तो आप अपनी जगह ढूंढ सकते हैं वो कहीं पर भी हो.
And if you don't choose to be with us, we're very happy that you will participate in other Buddhist groups and movements.
अगर आप हमारे साथ में शामिल नहीं होना चाहते हैं फिर भी हम आनंदित होंगे कि आप किसी न किसी तरह से किसी धार्मिक समूह में काम करो.
We're all part of the great Buddhist Mahasangha.
हम सभी जो है एक बड़े बड़े ऐसे आध्यात्मिक संघ के सदस्य
हैं. We've got no quarrel with anybody.
और हमारा किसी भी धार्मिक संघ से कोई झगड़ा नहीं है.
We might have difference of opinion, different views, but we've got no quarrel with anybody.
हमारे भिन्नताएं हो सकती है लेकिन किसी किसी के साथ झगड़ा नहीं है.
And I hope that nobody's got quarrels with us.
और मुझे आशा है कि किसी का हमारे साथ भी झगड़ा नहीं है.
If anybody feels they want to speak to us, let them feel free.
अगर कोई भी हमारे साथ कुछ चर्चा करना चाहता है, बात करना चाहता है, तो उन्हें खुलापन लगना चाहिए.
So yes, you're very welcome to join us if you want to learn more about meditation.
तो आप अगर और ध्यान साधना सीखना चाहते हैं, तो आप हमारे साथ में आकर उसका अनुभव लें.
But what are you going to do about developing jnana paramita?
तो ध्यान पारमिता का विकास करने के लिए आप क्या करने वाले हैं?
And what are you going to do about developing prajna?
तो प्रज्ञा पारमिता का विकास करने के लिए आप क्या करने वाले हैं?
How are you going to take those steps from Shrutamayi Prajna to Chintamayi Prajna to Bhavanamayi Prajna?
So, Shrutamayi Prajna, Chintamayi Prajna aur Bhavanamayi Prajna mein jaane ke liye aap kya karne wale
hain? And if you can make a decision about what you will do under each of these headings, you will make real spiritual progress.
Aur ek ek har ek shikshak ke liye aap agar koi apna nirnay lete hain, to mujhe lagta hai ki aap sahi mein
and you will really begin to develop the bodhicitta. And therefore you will really begin to you will be definitely following in Baba Sahib's footsteps. Now where all this leads us is way beyond our understanding. Once the bodhicitta arises within you, you become a different kind of being. Baba Sahib describes in the Buddha and His Dhamma the different stages through which the bodhisattva goes. We haven't got time to explore them tonight. But they're quite wonderful different stages that the bodhisattva goes through. And we can't really understand what they mean. But we can get inspiration from the bodhisattvas. We can get some inspiration that we too can go through those stages. Every single one of us here has the capacity to be a bodhisattva. This is why Baba Sahib chose Buddhism. Buddhism is open to everybody. Buddhism says that everybody has that seed within them of enlightenment. Now this is expressed in a very beautiful way in the Mahayana tradition. It's said that our minds are like lotuses. And our lotuses are in different stages of unfolding. Some of our lotuses are right down in the mud. Some of them are pushing up through the water. Some of them stand clear of the water, still in bud. And some of them begin to open. Of course, this was the Buddha's vision after his enlightenment. But what happens when the lotus opens? What do you see when the lotus opens? The Mahayana says, what you see is that there is a jewel in the center of the lotus. As the lotus opens in the light of the Dhamma, a jewel is revealed in its center. So our minds are like the lotus. And what is the jewel that is in the center of the lotus once it's opened? It's the bodhicitta. Right in the depths of our own minds is the bodhicitta. If we can open ourselves to the light of the Dhamma, the bodhicitta will be there. Now this is expressed in a Buddhist mantra. Now some of you might be surprised to learn that there are Buddhist mantras. But actually this particular mantra is found at the end of बाबा साहेब्स पूजा बुक।
अब ये विशेष जो मंत्र है बाबा साहब ने जो उसके आखिर में आपको देखने को मिलता
है। I took the trouble to find this in his collected writings।
बाबा साहब ने जो उनकी जो संग्रहित लेखन है उसमें उसने मैंने ये निकाला हुआ।
And it's in Devanagari, but I can see it here written down।
तो ये देवनागरी में लिखा हुआ है, फिर मैं उसको यहाँ देख सकता हूँ।
This is the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum।
और ये मंत्र है Om Mani Padme Hum।
Baba Sahib himself recommended this mantra. Now, of course, mantras in Buddhism do not mean what they mean everywhere else. The mantras go back right to the earliest stages of Buddhism. Some scholars think they were Buddhist before they belonged to any other religion. And they're not in Buddhism magic spells. They're not ways of calling down the gods. They're not ways of getting from the gods what you want. They're really something to meditate on. They're ways of concentrating your mind on the Dhamma. And it's obvious that Baba Sahib understood this. I read recently that, or I had read to me in from the Hindi, an account given of Baba Sahib before he converted to Buddhism.
बौद्ध धर्म में धर्मांतर करने के पहले बाबा साहब ने जो इसके बारे में कहा है उसका एक किताब किसी ने मुझे पढ़कर दिखाया था। बाबा साहब इसके बारे में क्या कहते हैं?
And this account is by one of his associates.
बाबा साहब के जो साथी थे उनमें से एक ने ये लिखा हुआ।
And he says that one day somebody came to Baba Sahib and said namaskar.
और इनके साथी कहते हैं कि एक दिन कोई बाबा साहब के पास आया और उनको बाबा साहब को उन्होंने नमस्कार किया।
And Baba Sahib said, "Don't say namaskar, say Om Mani Padme Hum."
और बाबा साहब कहते हैं कि नमस्कार मत बोलिए, Om Mani Padme Hum कहिए।
I don't know whether that's true, but it's clear from the fact that he put it in the puja book that he approved of that mantra.
अब ये कहानी सही है या नहीं मुझे पता नहीं है, लेकिन बाबा साहब ने खुद लिखे हुए पूजा की किताब में अंत में ये मंत्र लिखा हुआ है, इसलिए मेरा उस पर विश्वास।
And I think it's rather beautiful what he suggests.
और मुझे लगता है कि बाबा साहब ने जो सुझाव दिया है वो बहुत ही सुंदर ऐसी बात।
If you say to somebody Om Mani Padme Hum, what are you saying to them?
अगर आप किसी दूसरे को Om Mani Padme Hum कहते हैं तो आप उसको क्या कहते हैं?
You're saying in you is a jewel.
आप कहते हैं कि आपके अंदर रत्न है।
In the lotus of your mind is a jewel.
आपके मन के कमल के अंदर रत्न है।
I'm saluting that jewel of the bodhicitta within the lotus of your mind.
आपके मन के अंदर जो बोधिचित्त का रक्त है, मैं उसको प्रणाम करता हूँ।
You're recognizing that other human being as potentially a bodhisattva, potentially a Buddha.
आप दूसरे व्यक्ति को होने वाले बुद्ध के रूप में उसकी पहचान देखते हैं।
And that's the most wonderful thing we can do to another human being.
और ये सबसे सुंदर ऐसी बात है दूसरे मनुष्य प्राणी के बारे में सोचने।
If we can really say to another human being, I recognize you as potentially a bodhisattva, as potentially a Buddha.
तो दूसरे व्यक्ति को जैसे कहना कि मैं आपका सम्मान करता हूँ एक होने वाले बोधिसत्व या होने वाले बुद्ध के रूप में।
So I think this is a wonderful possibility.
मुझे लगता है कि बहुत ही सुंदर ऐसी संभावना।
It's not a magic spell. It's not a way of getting in contact with the gods or anything like that.
जादू की मंत्र नहीं है या ईश्वर के संपर्क में आने की कोई बात नहीं।
It's a way of concentrating your mind.
आपके मन को एकाग्र करने का ये मार्ग है।
You can even use mantras in Buddhist mantras just to concentrate on.
और बौद्ध मंत्र का उपयोग आप एकाग्रता के लिए कर सकते हैं।
If you just say Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, your mind becomes still, your mind becomes focused.
आप अगर इस तरह से Om Mani Padme Hum कहते रहते हैं तो आपका मन शांत होता है, एकाग्र होता है।
But if you reflect on its meaning, that goes very deep indeed.
लेकिन अगर आप इसके अर्थ पर चिंतन करते हैं तो ये और भी गहरा हो सकता है।
There's a jewel in the center of the lotus.
तो रत्न के केंद्र में, कमल के केंद्र में रत्न होता है।
There's the potential for enlightenment within every one of us.
हम में से हर एक के अंदर बुद्धत्व प्राप्ति की क्षमता है।
That's the most important thing for us to understand.
और हमारे लिए इस बात को समझना ये सबसे महत्वपूर्ण बात।
And it's a unique feature of Buddhism.
और बौद्ध धर्म की ये सबसे बड़ी विशेषता है। विशेषता है.
So if you want to, you can even use that mantra recommended by Baba Sahib as a way of concentrating and as a way of reflecting on the Dhamma.
तो आप चाहते हैं तो बाबा साहब ने बता रहे हैं कि मंत्र अधर्म पर चिंतन करने के लिए या आपके मन को एकाग्र करने के लिए उपयोग में ला सकते हैं.
When you say that mantra, you're rejoicing in your own potential for enlightenment.
जब आप इस मंत्र का पठन करते हैं तो आप अपनी स्वयं की बुद्धत्व प्राप्ति की जो क्षमता है उस पर एकाग्र होते हैं.
And you're recognizing the potential in every other being.
और हर एक मानव में जो क्षमता है उसका उसको पहचानते हैं.
So this is really takes us to the end of our journey.
तो यहीं पर हम अपने सफर के अंत में आए हैं.
We've examined the Bodhisattva path in great detail.
हमने बोधिसत्व का मार्ग बहुत ही विस्तार से देखा है.
We've seen what we must do.
और हमने देखा है कि हम क्या कर सकते हैं.
I hope that you've every one of you got an idea of how you can work to develop the bodhicitta.
और मुझे आशा है कि आप सभी को एक कल्पना आई होगी कि बोधिचित्त निर्माण करने के लिए आप कैसा कार्य करते हैं.
And I hope you've all seen that developing the bodhicitta is the way to follow in Baba Sahib's footsteps.
और मुझे आशा है कि आप सभी ने देखा है कि बाबा साहब के मार्ग पर चलना हो तो बोधिचित्त के मार्ग पर चलना आवश्यक है.
I hope that every one of you has got a clear idea of how you can work more.
और मुझे आशा है कि आप सभी को एक काफी स्पष्ट कल्पना आई होगी कि आप इससे ज्यादा कैसे काम कर सकते हैं.
If after this you all felt that you could apply yourself to spiritual life much more fully, I would be a happy man.
अगर आप इसके बाद में बहुत ही समग्रता से अपने आध्यात्मिक जीवन में लग जाते हैं तो मैं सबसे खुश आदमी होगा.
I'd feel I'd used my time well in coming here to India.
और मुझे लगेगा कि भारत में आकर मैंने अपने समय का बहुत अच्छा उपयोग किया.
So I want to just thank you all for giving me this opportunity to communicate the Dhamma.
और इसलिए मैं आप सभी का बहुत आभार व्यक्त करना चाहता हूँ कि आपने मुझे यहाँ पर इस धम्म बताने का मौका दिया.
As I've told you before, communicating the Dhamma is what gives me greatest pleasure in life.
जैसा मैंने आपको पहले बताया है कि धम्म को व्यक्त करना मुझे बहुत ही अच्छा लगता है.
But if you want to enjoy communicating the Dhamma, you need people to communicate it to.
अगर आपको आनंद आता है धम्म बताने में तो धम्म सुनने वाले भी होने चाहिए.
And you've come night after night for 10 nights and allowed me to communicate the Dhamma.
और आप हर शाम यहाँ पर आए और आपने मुझे मौका दिया धम्म व्यक्त करने का.
So thank you very, very much indeed for giving me your ears.
और इसलिए आपने सभी ने मुझे आपने कान दिए इसलिए मैं आपका बहुत बहुत आभारी हूँ.
And also giving me your hearts.
और आपने मुझे आपने हृदय दिए इसलिए भी मैं आपका बहुत आभारी हूँ.
I feel you've opened your ears and your hearts to what I've got to say.
और मुझे लगता है कि आपने अपने कान मेरे लिए खोल दिए अपने हृदय मेरे लिए खोल दिए ताकि मैं जो कुछ बताऊँ आप सुन सकें.
So let's see what you make of this over the next year.
और देखिए हम देखेंगे कि अगले साल तक हम कहाँ पहुँचते हैं.
What we've talked about could really last you your whole life.
हमने जिसकी बात की है अभी तक वो शायद आपके पूरी जिंदगी भर आपके उपयोग में आ सकता है.
But let's see what happens over the next year.
लेकिन कम से कम एक साल में इसका क्या होता है हम यही देखने की कोशिश करेंगे.
Let's see how well you're able to work with this.
और हम ये देखने की कोशिश करेंगे कि इसकी अच्छा उपयोग हम कैसा करते हैं.
And I expect when I come back to Nagpur, I'll find it's even more beautiful and the atmosphere is even better than it was.
और जब मुझे आशा है कि अगली बार जब मैं नागपुर में आऊंगा तो मुझे दिखेगा कि और सुंदर हुआ है और आपके बीच का वातावरण इससे भी अच्छा हुआ.
So let's conclude by reciting the four vows again.
तो हम समापन करते हैं चार प्रतिज्ञाओं का फिर से पठन करते हैं.
And well, maybe you want to keep on saying these vows for after this.
हो सकता है कि इसके बाद भी आप प्रतिज्ञाओं को हर दिन कहते रहो.
And then we'll recite the transference of merits.
और फिर हम
the four vows. There are beings without limit. I vow to convey them all across.
संसार में प्राणी असंख्य है.
संसार में प्राणी असंख्य है.
मैं प्रतिज्ञा करता हूँ.
मैं प्रतिज्ञा करता हूँ.
उन सबको भावबाध करने की.
उन सबको भावबाध करने.
There are kleshas in us without number. I vow to extinguish them all.
मुझ में दोष अनंत है.
मैं प्रतिज्ञा करता हूँ.
उन सबको नष्ट करने की.
There are truths without end. I vow to comprehend them all.
सत्य अनंत है.
मैं प्रतिज्ञा करता हूँ.
उन सब को समझने की।
There is the way of Buddha without comparison. I vow to accomplish it perfectly.
बुद्ध का मार्ग अतुलनीय है। मैं प्रतिज्ञा करता हूँ उसे प्राप्त करने की।
एवं सब करके मैंने जो पुण्याजन किया है उसे सब प्राणियों का सर्व दुख शमन करी बनुन। जैसे पृथ्वी आदि महाभूत अनंत आकाश पर्यंत व्याप्त अनगिमात प्राणियों के नाना प्रकार से भोगी होते हैं, वैसे ही आकाश व्याप्त प्राणियों के लिए मैं तब तक नाना प्रकार से उपजीव्य हूँ जब तक कि सब शांति का लाभ न काले। ॐ मणि पद्मे हुम् जय भीम।